Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I am Kevin Tata. Back at it again.
You forgot already?
What?
Second podcast, you're like, oh, I'm Kevin.
No, Tata. Well, I wasn't sure if you were giving me the pause or not, honestly.
No. So Kevin is on episode numero dos for Kevin. This is the podcast we spoke about from our last podcast regarding Connects. Before we get into that, though, I am going to introduce you to our repeat offenders that come back on the podcast with us frequently. And they're going to be our subject matter experts for this podcast, which is pretty exciting. So Kevin's in for a treat. This is his first podcast with our two guests that we have with us today. So buckle up, Kevin.
I'm very excited. A lot of personalities on this podcast, and let's get started.
Yeah. And those are the ones, like, we're not even counting the extra ones that come with each of us in the personalities that are here
very
today.
True.
Yeah. So we would like to welcome back with us Christy Grignon and Kim Ingalls. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm glad you guys could join us. It's been a super hot minute. Christy texted me earlier and said, I'm ready to get podcasting. So she was excited to join us. So Kevin, this is new for you. You haven't done this yet with guests, but how we start the episode is we always ask an icebreaker question.
Everybody hates
it. Yes. Here we go. What's your email style?
Short and sweet.
There you go. Christy's short and sweet email. Yeah.
Mine tends to be somewhat, sometimes not direct.
Roundabout manner, Kim?
Sometimes, yeah. But then I get to the point, so. Is that a type?
It is. It absolutely is. It is. It's an email style. It is. Yeah. Kevin, what do you think yours is?
So this is just how I send my emails. Is that correct?
Like, what's your style? Or like, Christy's like short and sweet. She just answers, gets it out there, and sends it off.
Just Kim, like her answer.
Yes. Right. Yep. Kim might be a little bit like, oh, by the way, this is what I need, and then wraps it up. How about, what do you think yours is?
I'm not really short and sweet. I tend to like probably beat around the bush a little bit probably, but probably a little bit longer paragraph than it needs to be.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. All right. So you and Kim fall in that category.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Wait, Haley, you're not off the hook. What is yours?
I'm direct. I'm definitely direct. I'm not a very emotional kind of person. So I'm very logical thought. So it's more of, you know, just here it is, here's my thing. Sometimes I probably may come across harsh, but I'm just direct.
Kevin, keep that in mind.
Yeah,
it's like my mother when she texts, she just put periods after everything. And I think she's like pissed or something at me. And
oh my God, my daughter says the same thing. I'm like, it's punctuation. She's like,
I can't read it.
The total generation gap right there of like, as we progress, we're learning. So now we know not to put any punctuations in text messages at all. Like it just doesn't
exist. No capitalization. You can't anything.
So when I'm talking, so what I'm hearing is when I'm telling Siri, like, how was your day? ? Like, I shouldn't say that. I should just say, how was your day?
I think I'm more turned off by the periods, honestly. Exclamation points and question marks I don't mind them, but it's the periods that feel like, okay, abruptly end the sentence, you know? I don't know.
Wow, this is a whole
My mother's the queen on it, honestly. Honestly, she scares me half to death half the time.
But you love your mother.
That could be its own podcast, I'll have to say.
It may be. Right? We might have to do a Mother's Day special. We might have.
That'd be great.
So we have you both here with us today. We're talking about connects. And Kevin and I did speak a little bit about it in our last podcast. We did touch on connects and what it is and what it's all about. But we wanted to bring you guys in because we wanted to really dig into the nitty gritty of connects. Christy did say we do have a timeline. We did announce the date. We did announce it was with AccuRounds, but we didn't announce any more of the details yet. I know that a press release was sent out yesterday regarding connects and our launch date, which is April 13th is the launch date. And when it comes to connects, we told everybody that it's powered by the Massachusetts manufacturing ecosystem. And that Connects Massachusetts, it's a part of the National Connects Marketplace, and that it is the premier supply chain database tool for the manufacturing industry that allows manufacturers to strengthen their supply chain, better connect with each other, be discovered, and increase business opportunities. So I'm going to kind of start with, how in the world did we get connected to Connects? Like that? Connected to Connects?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. How did we get to where we are now with Connects?
So I want to say in November, there was a conference, right? A national conference in Chicago. And when Charlie and I and Christy had been there, so a few of us go to those typical conferences, and Connects was putting out their platform, right? Trying to promote their platform. So we had a one-on-one meeting with Connects and the president of Connects to get some idea about what's happening. And when we understood that other MEP centers were going down the path of implementation and already had been in some of into the Connects databases for their state, we took a long look at that and wanted to see what the benefits were and how it could help the ecosystem of the manufacturers for our state and nationally. So that's kind of where it all started. Mm-hmm. And as the process grew, several meetings, decisions to be made. There was long conversations with other centers about, their process, the time frame, because you're definitely buying into a platform that is larger than your state, right? So you want to make sure that, you're getting what's really expected and what the manufacturers will expect, right? What are their needs? So they want their needs met. So that's really how we encompassed it and kind of took that on as, this seems to be something that a platform that certainly is encompassing more than just our state. And instead of having, 101 different supply chain platforms and sources, this could be the better connection for our manufacturers.
All right. So knowing that there was a need for supply chain, because it's something that obviously we've all been talking about. I know the pandemic kind of put it into perspective, even though we always knew it was there. We found that there was a open, I guess, door. So in the need for it, NIST, that is one of their key objectives, and then it's one of ours. NIST MEP is one of their key objectives, and then obviously it filters down and it's one of ours as well in Massachusetts. So you going and seeing that we're not the only ones and everybody's feeling that. So okay, so they fill that need. But what is Connects Massachusetts? So what exactly is it, I guess, and then we'll kind of jump into a little bit about what it does.
Sure. So it's an SaaS platform, right? And it connects manufacturers, Massachusetts manufacturers, and suppliers, right? So in even larger OEMs for the supply chain connections, right? So based on if there's a need and the response to those needs, that's where the hub of where the connections are created and also take place. So you're actually having one-on-one conversations with someone who has an ask in something that you may have as a capability. So that's really the foundation of how this incorporates into those types of MEP connections, right? Or connections. Right. So Connects is, like you mentioned, it's so their Connects Massachusetts is licensed through us, through MassMEP, right? We are the holder and the administrators of it.
Okay.
And that provides the platform, because we are purchasing the licensing pieces of this, Massachusetts manufacturers can sign up and be registered in the platform for free.
So one of the nice parts about the platform is it is generally an open platform, but everything that you put into it as a company, the company owns their proprietary information. So they're going to put in their capability statements, and they're going to put in what machinery they have, and what types of products they can manufacture. So if an RFP comes out, a company can do a search to see who has those capabilities and reach out to them directly. Or they can just put out an RFP that the suppliers can go in and actually almost put a bid on, or say, hey, I'm capable of doing this. So it allows them to find suppliers in their area that they might have missed. One of the examples that they gave us when they came out to visit was a large OEM looking for a very specific ask, and there was certain criteria with that ask. One of them was that they had to be AS 9100 certified. Okay. And they were able to find a manufacturer very close to the company that they did not know existed, and it had all the capabilities except for AS 9100 certification. So at that point, the large OEM was able to go to the supplier and say, hey, you know, we'd love to hire you guys if you get this certification.
Right.
And at that point, it justified to the company getting the certification and getting that job.
That's awesome. That's awesome. As somebody that's not, that's only been here for 4 weeks, honestly, and certainly not as tenured as some other people in this chat, why should some of these small or large manufacturing companies choose Connects? What's in it for them?
So there's a couple of different things that they can benefit from. One of them is they have access to detailed directories for all U.S. manufacturers and suppliers. So it's in depth. It, like Christia just mentioned, right? They're talking about their certifications, their capabilities, their products. So all of those are within the database, and that's their proprietary information. But with that information, right, are like Christy mentioned, the asks, right? So if you have a need of a capability, then you put that out there. there's a couple of other things that can definitely help them with connecting with the buyers and the primes and the OEMs. So of a larger supply chain network, right? Like we were talking about the ecosystem of the supply chain, right? It qualifies them to be able to have that type of access. They can participate in OEM purchasing events, right? So they have a platform where you can go in, and if somebody like a DOD or an Air Force puts out a request for something, if you have those capabilities, they'll want to hear from you. So right. That's the connection part of that. You know, every day there's buyers looking for manufacturers who can help with that need. And, you know, when you don't know where people are in the sense of, you know, the map of, you know, where, who can I go to for this really specific capability? This is an easy solution to how to find that information.
Awesome.
So that's some of them.
Yeah. And I would say it's helping with the supply chain resiliency, right? A lot of these manufacturers were getting materials or products from one supplier. Now they're able to spread that over several different suppliers. So it's just creating a resiliency for their supply chain. If this one supplier runs out of this material, I have three others that I can buy from. So it's never stopping production. So increasing their resiliency.
Which has been a hard challenge, especially through COVID, right? And the supply chain pieces of that kind of fell apart, and certain companies went under and that type of thing. You know, it broadens their aspects of what they can use for suppliers.
How is this different from anything else? Because obviously there's, you know, you're going to have people out there, they're going to say, well, Connects or what, all these different platforms that exist. So how is Connects different?
So go ahead, Christy.
No, you go first.
So I just want to put just so as a Connects Massachusetts, right? So yeah. Under our umbrella, because we are the license holder, the manufacturers are able to register and be a manufacturer in Massachusetts with Massachusetts capabilities for free, right? Okay. Forever. And then if they choose to be a national registered company, that is a cost of $500 per year. So the cost differential as like you can use an example of a Thomas Net or a, you know, a larger one of those types of platforms, yeah. They're asking for extreme amounts of money just for smaller specific pieces of it. They, you know, they don't have that capability, and it's not really the manufacturers owning their own data, which in this case they do, right? Yeah. They have the ability to put, you know, whatever they have in there as capabilities, and whoever is searching for them can find that. You know, there are a lot of other platforms, but I think this one is a big focus on long-term relationships. So you're having the conversation with a supplier or a buyer on either side. You're not put into a queue where there's a back and forth person in the middle. And I think that's very different from the other platforms. And you just build those partnerships. And there's within that organization, the manufacturers organization of NAM, the National Association of Manufacturers, is also part and a promotion of this particular platform throughout that organization too.
Okay. Yeah. And I think in addition to that too, you know, knowing that the other MEPs are signing on to one database, so not all of them, but a vast majority of them are signing on, that really gives you that national access. There is sustainment. We've gotten a lot of questions, what's the difference between Connects and sustainment? And the biggest difference that we've seen is that sustainment is a DoD platform. So That's selling into the defense community, which is great. And if you are part of the DoD supply chain, you probably want to be on sustainment as well. But Connects is really for all manufacturers.
Now, how will Connects help them strengthen their supply chain?
So yes, you can find alternative suppliers. You can view the supply chain. You can highlight single suppliers. You can also find out financial risks of some of your suppliers. There is a piece within that platform. And they have people who sustain that, right? So people on the Connects side of the platform, they sustain that part of it, and they'll watch and they can give you specific companies with flagged risks. So financial risks or, you know, they've lost employees. Right. So anything that might disrupt that supply chain connection or the utilization of what they're looking for, right, as a capable supplier, you can see those risks and that type of connectivity within the people that you're searching for.
Yeah, that piece is kind of interesting as well, because the primes can actually request, I believe they said it's about $250 per supplier. They can request a risk analysis on their suppliers, and it comes back 0 to 10. Or a company can ask for a risk assessment on themselves to see how they match up. But it's definitely a very interesting piece to kind of lower the chances of risk with suppliers.
Yeah, mitigating that risk. Yeah, so talking about mitigating a risk, obviously cybersecurity is a big topic of conversation right now, right? So when we talk about how secure, you know, a lot of these companies, we talk about cybersecurity every day and what we do and speaking to the manufacturers, how secure is the data that's being provided into this network and this platform?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'm sure that's top of mind for most companies, no matter who you are. So that's a really top priority for the Connects marketplace and And us as Connects Massachusetts, right? We want to make sure, because we're telling the manufacturers, this is their information. They, you know what I mean? They have the ability and capability of making it what it is, right? And making it easier for someone to find them, right? For a connection. There's nothing encrypted. There's no outside organizations that can see your confidential information unless the manufacturers give them that access. So the access is all on their side. It's constantly updated, and it meets all of the latest cybersecurity standards. So those standards apply to this platform just like any other company would.
Okay.
Who's going to be the one that helps these manufacturers set this up when they're ready to sign up for this platform?
That's a great question, Kevin. So we are, as at MassMEP, because we are the platform holder of Massachusetts, right? So MassMEP is going to be able to supply and support anybody who wants to get registered. So there will be links that can be sent out, right? And we're going to provide a bunch of information in the coming weeks, because our kickoff is April 13th. So we want to make sure everybody gets involved and hears about how to get on this platform, right? So we have two people here on staff who will be managing and maintaining that information that comes in. So they'll be, you know, you can click on a link, you can register here. And if you have trouble with the registration, there's contact information to reach out to us at MassMEP, and we will walk you through the process. It really doesn't take that long. It's all about how much information you want to provide in that platform registration that will give you the better, you know, the better opportunities and options. So yeah, we're here to assist you. We can help with your profiles, creating everything, your user passwords and all of that stuff. And it's pretty easy to get onboarded. So we're happy to do that as soon as the day we launch.
Yeah.
So Kim, I think that talks to the security too, because when anybody registers, it has to go through and get approved by these two people. Okay. And I believe you have to have a manufacturing NAICS code. So there will not be providers and resources that will be able to have a profile on this platform. It's just strictly manufacturers.
Okay. I was going to ask who can and actually be on it. So it's just manufacturers.
Yes, just manufacturers.
So a NAICS code or an NIACS code or an NAICS code for those people that are like, what is a NAICS code?
Or there's an optional SIC code. So if you know your SIC code as opposed
there
to
you
your.
Go. That'll work too.
And even we can help companies with that if they don't have one or, you know, they need help defining what their industry is as opposed for a NAICS code. We absolutely have that database set too. So we can help them define that.
All right. So you talk about this kickoff. What is this, like a big party we're having? Like, what are we doing at this kickoff? Can, you know, is there going to be places to register? Like what are we looking at for this day?
So that's the plan, but Christy's going to be in charge of this whole kickoff.
Wait a second.
She's gonna be the feet on the ground.
But you know what happens? Stuff rolls downhill, right, Kim?
Yes, I know. Yeah. No, it'll be a huge team effort. And we're so lucky with some of the manufacturers we've already talked to about this and their support for it. We're very lucky. Chrissy, you want to share some of the details about how we're
doing? Yeah, so we'll be at Avon at AccuRounds. Mike Tomasi is a phenomenal partner. He's also on the board of GBMP, and he is the co-chair of the AMC. So can't think of any better place to have it than at AccuRounds. And so really, it's just a day to celebrate and get the word out. You know, we definitely want to invite some legislation so the state representatives can get this out to the manufacturers in their area. Okay. There'll be representatives from our EDA MERT 2.0 group that we've been working on, WPI, UMass Lowell, MIT, Forge, Mass Robotics.
Okay.
I hope I'm not missing any of you. I apologize, but we'll have the whole team there as they've been a big part of getting this set up for Connects. And then we have really looked to our manufacturing partners, some of the people that we've had long-standing relationships with, to be early adopters. So they will actually be jumping onto the platform in late March. So we'd like to invite all of them there so they can talk about their experience and how easy it was to get on. So we'll be there, of course, to help any other additional manufacturers that are in the area get on, because I'm not sure if we've mentioned yet, but as of April 13th, when we launch, we have 2 months that manufacturers can sign up at the national level for no cost for life. So that would normally be $500 per year per facility in Massachusetts. But it will be free forever for you for national access. So it's a huge deal to get the word out on day one because it goes till June 14th.
Okay. So you say per year, per facility. So if I have two facilities in Massachusetts, can I only use that code for one of the locations, or can I get it for both locations while I'm still in that time zone of up until June 14th?
You can get it for both locations for free, but you have to sign them both up.
Yeah, okay. So they have to be separate entities because of the address is different and so forth.
Okay, all right. Because it's part of that supply chain network that we're looking at, right? That adds those layers to that supply chain network, and adding those extra places, that's an extra layer. Okay.
So and if you have two facilities, you generally have two separate sets of
people. Right, different operations.
So you want to be separate.
Got it. Okay. And if they miss the date, it's $500 per location. So don't miss the date for the national network. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. So don't miss the date. So they don't want to miss June 14th of 2023. Yeah. And we'll have all that on our website, all the information. The press release has gone out, and we'll definitely have the code available as well, so that people can access it and they can get into it. So I mean, it sounds as though everything that I think they could probably ask, we've probably covered and gone through.
I don't think you told them what the code is yet, Haley.
I haven't.
The best part.
What is the code?
It is MA free.
And it's all uppercase, I think, is my understanding.
I think you're right. Yes.
It is case sensitive. So we will put that. We will put that in. We'll put that in the podcast description too, so that people can access, and we'll put the date on there as well, so that they'll know that it's valid only from April 14th through June.
April 13th to
June 13th. Sorry. April 13th through June 13th.
13th end of day. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right. So they can do it. And then maybe we'll see some people that'll show up at the kickoff.
We hope so.
Yeah.
Yes. We will be broadcasting. We will get some promotional material out. And if you want to be invited, talk to Kevin.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Bring him right to me.
Yeah.
I'll get him there.
Yep. Kevin will be standing. He'll be the one standing with the balloons.
Yep.
At the kickoff day. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Is there anything else you guys can think of that's important that maybe we haven't, gone through? Or, and obviously our entire staff has been trained on this, right? So all of our BDAs, all of our project managers, our administration staff, our marketing team, our grants team. I mean, I don't think there's anybody, or even Lisa Boothelier, our office manager, I think everybody really can answer these questions. So just ask a MassMEP representative. You will now be able to identify us at any and everything, every event we go to, because we will now all be wearing our name badges at every event, including weddings, from what Charlie DeRosa said. Yes. So you will see us out and about with our name tags on everywhere we go moving forward. my suggestion would be, don't invite any of us to your wedding, because we'll probably be wearing them there as well. So our shameless little pug. So yeah, but, well, good. I guess that's, that pretty much covers Connects. This is something that we've been looking forward to doing. We knew it was something that was going to be coming a couple of years ago. It's just getting the right platform for the right connections for us, connections, and making it work. So there obviously are some states that have been doing this for a little while, and they're seeing, they're seem to be happy. They're seeing the results. It's working. So we knew that we could make it work for us as well in Massachusetts. So this is it. Here we go. Moving forward. This is what we got. So, all right. Well, thanks, ladies. Thanks for coming back. Yeah, joining us. We'll make sure that we have you back on again soon. We won't wait until Christmas or New Year's like we normally do. We won't have you be the bookends this year. We'll get you in for some other things as well that are going on. There's a lot of other things coming our way.
We do have a lot going on. Some really fun big events coming up in May and April.
We just did that. We spoke about them in our last podcast.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should probably mention that too, then, that May 19th, you can sign up on site with a Massimo employee. So we'll all be there. So bring your smartphone, bring your iPad. We can get you registered on site.
And the code will still be valid for the national database. Yes. It almost seems like silly that you wouldn't take advantage of that to me, right? It just seems there's no cash flow obligation to you as an organization, and you're seeing an entire national database. So why wouldn't you do that for the lifetime? Yeah, a lifetime subscription for no cost. Seems silly that you wouldn't do that.
You will have all hands on deck.
May 19th at our Manufacturing Future Smart Manufacturing event, we will be there to help you get signed up for
that is in
May.
Worcester.
Worcester. Yes, at Polar Park.
Yep.
Yes.
Get the fireworks ready.
See? Kevin even knows. Yeah. We'll be doing more podcasts about that event too, because that's got a lot of facets involved in it. And we're adding new cool elements to it every single day as we're progressing and getting closer to the event. So
absolutely,
it's going to be a fun one, a super fun one. So yeah. All right, cool. All right. Well, thanks guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks everyone for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmep.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.